Right. Nixon, Peabody.
Mm-hmm. Right. Peabody.
Right.
Is it actually Peabody?
It's in the East Coast, it's Peabody.
But out here, it's Peabody.
Peabody.
Hello, I'm Neil Gauger.
Jade Turner-Vaughn.
Shannon Egan.
Aaron Bryan.
And this is To Live and Law in L.A. So why does a law firm need a podcast, folks?
Well, you know, what I think is interesting and why I listen to podcasts is really to help me to understand what's going on in a particular area, right? And to somehow gain some information that I can hopefully use in my life.
If you have a medical card in California, I believe you're exempted from certain of the taxes. So it is that you do stand to benefit from actually still going and getting a medical card.
A recommendation.
You're going to pay less for your weed.
And level 5 is what people think of when they think of driverless cars or autonomous vehicles. It's like Justin said, getting in the back, falling asleep on your commute. When that occurs, I think that's when we'll probably see a real mobility revolution.
And if they're in it, how to be successful in it, because it's not the easiest game in the world. And I think there are some tricks of the trade that we can disclose that might help people survive big law.
Being a great writer, that's the most important thing. Please teach yourself to write. Really challenge yourself there. Get those skills in hand and make sure that you show up the first day of work. You know, you're really comfortable with your voice as a writer.
Right. And the purpose of law school, I always thought, is to like build up your tolerance for nonsense. You're gonna be able to put up with long hours. You're going to be able to put up with just like crazy demands and like irrational demands.
And I view that as a really lovely metaphor, you know, for kind of almost everything I do in my life, which is how much effort can you put in while still finding your joy?
They are symbiotic. Productivity is incredibly important. Don't get me wrong. Without the productivity, you have no place to facilitate and foster the innovation. Without the innovation, the productivity just becomes a job.
Right. I think it's education. It's partly for selfish reasons, education for me, learning more about the people I work with here in this office and other offices in our firm.
And I talked to the then managing partner, Harry Trueheart, and I said, Harry, what do you want your firm to be? And he said, I want it to be one of the best places in the country to work. We figured this out. And that is, if you are a person where you want to build something that is your own, we present a really good opportunity to build it. This is not for everybody, because not everybody wants to do that. Some people are too nervous to do that. Some people don't think they can do it. And if you are that sort of person, then you can be successful here.
That's one of the unique aspects of Los Angeles. And I'm not saying that in your career, every day is choose your own adventure here by any means. In the next 5 years, what I'd like to see is us become more and more a part of the fabric of Los Angeles itself.